Postman. I just worry about you, Mr. Postman. Because I'm indefinitely confined, and I don't know if my ballot will be able to get there in time.
Funny you should ask.
Oh, really?
About ballots getting there on time and, you know, indefinitely confined and just absentee ballots in general here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian.
They're evil, right? They're the worst thing that ever happened to anybody that ever did anything ever, right?
Only if they result in an election the Democrats win.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense now.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
That is how the Republican Party of Wisconsin views them. But we got a little bit of an update. So, part of this Friday news dump. Ton of stories kind of breaking over the last 24 hours. And
oh, they've been broken.
Yes, and this one only a few hours old. But Rebecca Clayfish's direct appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court has been denied, Brian.
Oh.
Been denied 4-3.
Oh,
so
must be that awful Justice Hagedorn that everybody pushed him in.
He was pretty much like, you can't bring this directly to the Supreme Court. So Rebecca Clayfish pretty much going and crying for the Supreme Court to take up the issues and rule in her favor, was unsuccessful in that attempt. Today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled they will not directly hear her request to change the absentee ballot laws here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well,
and in her dissent, there one of the dissenting judges, or excuse me, justices, Pat Rogensack, she, in her dissent, said that it's embarrassing, I believe was the word used, or something along those lines.
Embarrassing?
That the Wisconsin Supreme Court will not take up these matters and address the concerns of many, many, many Wisconsinites around absentee ballots, Brian. Huh. So people are saying that there's concerns, and the Supreme Court should hear those concerns when individuals like Rebecca Clayfish bring them to the Supreme Court. And so apparently that's not going to happen, though, this time.
My goodness, what a jerk that Hagedorn for ruling the way that he said he would when he was running for Supreme Court justice. It's crazy how that works out when actually the guy has integrity and says, no, you can't do the thing that you are doing that is not really the right thing to do. Plus, by the way, there's already another case that's in front of them.
Exactly.
It's not like it's a redundant case. It's saying, no, but I want to, too. Well, okay, you can either, it's not a class action lawsuit. Oh, I have to do a separate one. No, there's no separate one. There already is one. Wait till that's done.
Yeah.
But I want to hear mine. It's a travesty that you're not. No, it's already here. It's happening.
Reading from a headline over at the Wisconsin State Journal, Mitchell Schmidt's got a piece over there updating us on this story. The Supreme, and this is reading from the piece now, Brian. The Supreme Court is already considering a pending lawsuit over the use of absentee ballot drop boxes in the state, and late last week ruled that the boxes are allowed in the upcoming February 15th primary. The court plans to eventually determine the legality of the boxes for future Wisconsin elections. So yeah, pretty much telling her to sit and wait her turn until these other court cases shake out.
And
she doesn't get special treatment. She doesn't.
And that'll be the precedent. She wants to be the precedent for her campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That's all it is. Can you make this special Supreme Court ruling for my campaign so I can have it for my campaign? Great. That's not a good reason to go and start doing things differently in the Supreme Court. I'm just throwing it out there. Not a good idea.
And I want to get Rogensack's a direct quote because I don't want it to be botched for our listening audience.
Don't want to misquote her.
So, because Wisconsin voters deserve elections conducted in a manner that we have reviewed and approved, I would grant Clayfish's petition to commence an original action, Rogensack wrote. Because the majority sidesteps its obligation to hear the continuing cry of Wisconsin voters and address absentee ballots issues, I respectfully dissent.
Oh.
So, not the, actually like the. She's 100% saying that there's outcries for this, and that's the reason why we should like have legal standing to hear this case. Not the existing rules that are on the books from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, not the fact that the legislature was the one that abdicated responsibility, or taking into consideration that it was former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and the former Walker administration that set up these absentee ballot rules, Brian. It's just people in Wisconsin are crying out for it, and we should hear those cries and take up the court cases when we see fit.
Okay, but you already are.
Exactly.
Like you literally exactly. already are.
Exactly.
Like, I can't even say you should or shouldn't.
Because they
doing
are.
Doing already. It's a different one. You just didn't jump lines. That's it. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. I can't understand. I don't get it.
Yes, and another story coming up before this break in this Friday news dump. We got Governor Tony Evers is vetoing a bill that was sent to him by the Republican-led legislature, Brian. Pretty much looking to ban critical race theory. Not exactly in those few words, because Republicans kind of found out that critical race theory isn't being taught in our schools. So they couldn't ban it outright because it's not actually there, but they
had a
list.
Oh, because they don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. And so the fact that they tried to ban a bunch of words having to do with teaching inclusion and things about America's past that they didn't want taught in their schools, they put forward that bill, and Evers has vetoed it.
Well, good, because I don't know if you need a clearer example of, you know, why you need to have some sort of racial education in school than the incident that happened the other day with the athletic director and the kid he called boy.
Over and over again.
Over and over again.
Yes.
If you had any sort of education or any, like, I told this story to Amy, and her eyes lit up and went, why, how would you think that that would be okay ever? Not whether the kid was out of line or anything, just, what? Why would you ever say it that way?
And a quick quote from the governor on this veto: our kids deserve to learn in an atmosphere conductive to learning without being subjected to state legislative encroachment that is neither needed nor warranted, said Evers, a lifelong educator.
Those who can teach, those who can't teach, tell everyone to teach what to do. Great job.
Great job, folks. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We've got a number of other stories, and we'll get to your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
When you control the mail, you control information.